The History and Misfortunes of the Famous Moll Flanders by Daniel Defoe.
The Preface. The world is so taken up of late with novels and romances that it will be hard for a private history to be taken for genuine, where the names and other circumstances of the person are concealed. And on this account, we must be content to leave the reader to pass his own opinion upon the ensuing sheets, and take it just as he pleases. The author is here supposed to be writing her own history, and in the very beginning of her account, she gives the reasons why she thinks fit to conceal her true name, after which there is no occasion to say any more about that. It is true that the original of this story is put into new words, and the style of the famous lady we here speak of is a little altered. Particularly, she is made to tell her own tale in modester words than she told it at first, the copy which came first to hand having been written in language more like one still in Newgate than one grown penitent and humble, as she afterwards pretends to be. The pen employed in finishing her story and making it what you now see it to be has had no little difficulty to put it into a dress fit to be seen, and to make it speak language fit to be read. When a woman debauched from her youth, nay, even being the offspring of debauchery and vice, comes to give an account of all her vicious practices, and even to descend to the particular occasions and circumstances by which she first became wicked, and of all the progression of crime which she run through in 80 years, an author must be hard put to it to wrap it up so clean, as not to give room, especially for vicious readers, to turn it to his disadvantage. All possible care, however, has been taken to give...